ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया Hare Krishna. So as they were discussing that we're going to show a Prabhupada video, so we'll begin with that. Maybe I can have the lights off, all the lightments. Hare Krishna. Can I have the volume for the video?
Perhaps you remember. From Montreal, here I don't remember. One old lady and her husband sitting face to face. The lady is requesting the husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband is answering, can't, can't, can't. So this is going on. We are requesting everyone, please chant, chant, chant. And they are replying, can't, can't. This is their misfortune. This is their misfortune. So still, it is our duty to make all these misfortunate, unfortunate creatures fortunate. That is our mission. We therefore go in the street and chant. Although they say can't, we go on chanting. That is our business. And somehow or other, we push on some literature in his hand. He is becoming fortunate. He would have squandered his hard-earned money in so many nasty, sinful ways, and if he purchases one bow, never mind what is the price, his money is properly utilized. The beginning of Krishna consciousness is there, because he is giving some money, hard-earned money, for this Krishna consciousness movement, he is getting some spiritual profit. He is not losing, he is getting some spiritual profit. Therefore, our business is, somehow or other, bring everyone in this Krishna consciousness movement, he will be profited.
Lights on.
This is an amazing instruction of Srila Prabhupada on how people are saying, if you tell them chant, 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 they say can't, can't, can't. Actually, Srila Prabhupada once said a story regarding this about one old Bengali lady who refused to chant Hare Krishna. Her son was telling her, Mother, you are dying now. She was on a deathbed. And her son told her, Mother, you are dying now. Just say Hare Krishna. She said, oh, it's so difficult, such a long name, how I can chant. She was saying so many big, big things. He just told her, just say Hare Krishna. And finally, as she was about to leave her body, her son told her, now you are dying, just say Krishna, Hare Krishna. And with all her energy, what did she say? She didn't say Hare Krishna. She said, Baba Re Baba, etto bado naam, bolte parbo na. Baba Re Baba, such a big name, I cannot speak. And saying that, she died. So people, they refuse to chant Hare Krishna for such flimsy grounds, on such flimsy grounds. So we are going to discuss today what happens. First we'll discuss what happens when people refuse to chant Hare Krishna. People refuse to practice a life centered on God consciousness. So then some problems happen in the society. This is the main problem, lack of Krishna consciousness. And when we don't practice Krishna consciousness, when we don't chant Hare Krishna, this world is characterized by a series of problems. First is, this world is characterized by rampant cheating. If you see the media, politicians, advertising industry, everyone is promising happiness without God, without Krishna. And people are buying. People are feeling convinced that we don't need God in our lives. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one brilliant purport how Maya is cheating all of us. He says, Prabhupada writes in one sixth canto purport, I think, no, fourth canto purport. He writes that how first thing that happens is, person works very hard for happiness, extremely hard. After working so hard, how much happiness does he get? Very little. He not only gets very little happiness after working so hard, if this little happiness is also temporary, it doesn't give any permanent credit. And then what happens? Then he feels, I'm not getting any happiness. Then Maya's ultimate cheating is, Maya convinces him that he's working hard, and that working hard, that process of seeking happiness is happiness. So he starts telling, he starts accusing Hare Krishnas or devotees that you are, at least we are working hard. Not because he's getting happiness, but that's how Maya cheats him. Srila Prabhupada writes such brilliantly, so brilliantly, how people are cheated because they're not practicing Krishna consciousness.
I remember once I was reading Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's small article, and Thakur Prabhupada was mentioning that apart from the four sampradayas in this world, we all know the four sampradayas, which are the four: Brahma sampradaya, then Rudra sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya. He mentioned there is one more Sampradaya, and that is the Sampradaya of cheaters and the cheated. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says that in this world we have cheaters and the cheated. Why people get cheated? Because why there are cheaters? Because people want to get cheated. People want something cheap. But when you see Prabhupada, once Srila Prabhupada was giving a small class in the initial days in the Second Avenue, and he was mentioning, please, he was addressing his audience, and he was mentioning that, please know that I have not come to cheat you all. And Shyam Sundar Pooh had come to a temple and he was mentioning that statement convinced me so much that I wanted to give my life to Prabhupada, because this person in the whole world was there to help me and not cheat me. So this is cheating, the first characteristics. Chant, C, can't, C. Then characteristics again C, cheating is one more C, and that results in the next C, that is crisis. So many crises, the financial crisis, the recession just now, you know, and people are having so many problems. America's economy is still going, still not picked up. People are jobless. No money in the pocket. Okay. Could be end. Can't go ahead. So, I was the other day with Vrajvihari Poo and we saw a Diwali greeting card. Generally, in Diwali greeting card, you always have wish you a happy and prosperous New Year. But this Diwali greeting card had a slogan that wish you a very peaceful Diwali or peaceful New Year. So gone are the days when we are talking about happy and prosperous. Now we want little peace. Even that is not available. So much of crisis is going on. Therefore, Prabhupada books play a major role in solving this crisis.
Actually, there is one devotee called Khagendra Prabhu. He was going through a personal severe crisis in his life. His crisis was so bad that he thought of, and there was politics going on in his office. So he was thinking, how I can get out of this political situation? And somebody told him, Krishna is the greatest politician. Somebody told him like that, in the office. And Krishna spoke Gita to Arjuna. So you read Bhagavad Gita, you may get solutions to deal with all your political adversaries. So, and fortunately at that time, because he had a desire, sincere desire, Krishna arranged, he got Bhagavad Gita as it is. So he took 1 week leave from office. He said, I'll study this Gita and get out all the solutions to deal with my enemies who are doing politics against me. So first day he read first chapter, he said, excellent, I'm able to connect to it. Then slowly, as he was reading very deeply, after the end of the week, he realized that the crisis he was facing was not because of a political problem. It was because of his own wrong identification. And then he immediately became a devotee. He went on to become Khagendra Prabhu, very fired up preacher and devotee. So he had a big crisis in his life, but Srila Prabhupada's books saved him from that crisis. And also another problem of this material world is, it's chaotic. Organized chaos. Somebody may say, you know, local trains, you see crowds everywhere, it's massive chaos. Actually, Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj was once saying about seeing that local train, I remembered. He said, he has experience of traveling in local trains. He said, people enter the local trains in Bombay as if there is some diamond kept inside. And then they start coming out of the train as if there is a deadly cobra inside. This is the plight of people. And it's amazing, you'll see that people are so caught up in rushing to work and coming back that they forget the goal of life. You see, sometimes, you know, the train is about to start, person starts chasing. It's so risky. Actually, during the rainy season, I would see that some people running behind the train and trying to catch it. My heart would skip a beat. One small mistake, you would go under the train, but they are so desperate. They know that in 3 minutes, another train will come. But they're desperate to catch that train. But they don't realize that the train of human life is also going. And we have to be desperate to catch that, because that won't come in 3 minutes. We have to go through 84 lakh species of life to get this rare, precious human life. But people are saying, no problem. They're not interested in bhakti. So this is the chaotic situation in modern society now.
I was reading the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I read a very amazing statement in Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada had written this purport in 1974. And when I read this purport, I could relate to the 2010 situation in Mumbai, the purport. Prabhupada writes that today's man is very much geared for sense gratification. And for this, then Prabhupada mentions the whole story of a modern man in Bombay. Prabhupada mentions the purport that a modern man, he gets up early in the morning and then he has to go for a job. And then he has to catch a local train which is jam-packed. And he does not get a place to sit also. He has to travel standing for 1 or 2 hours to get to his place of business. And Prabhupada mentions then he gets down from train and again he has to catch a bus to reach his office. And 9 to 5 he has to work with a boss which he does not like. And again he has to come back same way, traveling 2-3 hours. Finally at night he has little rest and little sense gratification. In this way the human life is spoiled. When I read that, I was wondering that 1970, Prabhupada wrote that purport in America. In America, there is no local train jam. People use cars. There may be car jams, as we saw. But no local train jam packed, you know. And even in India, local trains were not so popular in 1974. So then I remember Shaman Prabhu was telling me once that Srila Prabhupada's books are for the next 10,000 years. That means there will be examples which you may not relate now, but they will come. So that is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books will help people to come out of such a chaotic condition. I remember one time, two of our brahmacharis, Vitthaldev Prabhu and Vajgopalpur, that time, they were in local train distributing books. Even in crowded local trains, our devotees go and distribute books. But they do in a unique way. So this time they decided to do a drama. So suddenly in the midst of a huge crowd, one devotee starts shouting, "Bachao, bachao, bachao." So everyone, all the crowd sees what happened, you know. And he says, "Bachao, mein doob rao, pani mein doob rao." So the other the other devotee goes and picks him up. But he catches his coat. He was wearing a coat. Removes it. "Bachaliya, bachaliya." And then he turns around and says, "Maine coat ko bachaya, lekin wo aadmi mar gaya." And then he told that how this Bhagavad Gita can save your souls. And we are all geared upon protecting our body, but no one is thinking about the soul. And after that drama, there was such a huge hue and cry, and everyone took books. So even in chaotic condition in a train, devotees know how to intelligently distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So that is chaos. Let's go to the next characteristics, which is C again, calamity. Bhagavatam mentions prayana alpa ayusha sabhya kalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayor manda bhagya hi upadrita. Everything is deteriorating. We have a crisis where people are more, resources are less. Upadrita, disturbance. One time Srila Prabhupada was arriving at a city. He was in the airport. One reporter asked Prabhupada, "Swamiji, you are devotees are distributing books in the airport and they are such a disturbance to everyone." And Prabhupada said, "Your airport is a disturbance for everyone." So actually, Srila Prabhupada's books are a very important element in today's society, helping people solving calamity.
Actually, there is one devotee who was distributing books in Minneapolis, and that place is very famous for one of the best cancer hospitals. Mayo Clinic. And there one devotee was distributing books in the airport. One couple came, they were looking very sad, and this devotee convinced them to take a book. So this lady very reluctantly took the book. They had a very disappointed look on their face. They took the Bhagavad Gita, they went away. And this devotee continued distributing books, and in 15 minutes, this lady and the husband, they came back to this devotee. So this devotee thought, maybe they want to return the book. So this lady and this man said to this devotee, "Thank you so much. You know, this his wife, she was diagnosed with cancer, and they had come to this clinic for more checkups, and they were very disappointed and sad in life. But they took the book, they sat on the bench, and in 15 minutes, they read that section where Srila Prabhupada talks about how this body is, you know, a bag of suffering. And this lady read how we are not the body, we are the soul. And then she told this devotee, "This book has given me so much relief from suffering, because now I realized that I am not suffering. I am eternal. I am pure bliss. My body is suffering. I realized that my identity is separate." And this devotee was shocked. And when we read this pastime, we were thinking, and Baldev Prabhu made this remark that time when we read this pastime, that
in 15 years we didn't realize what this lady realized in 15 minutes. You know, that is the potency and power of Srila Prabhupada's books. When somebody is really desperate and is in a calamity situation, because padam padam et vipadam, this material world is full of troubles and calamities, and people can get succor, relief from suffering. Also, these are all examples of calamities. And also, there is massive, rampant confusion. And India is a land of maha confusion. People don't know what to do. They're not sure about their spiritual lives. There is so much hodgepodge, mayavad. Anybody interested in spiritual life, he's also getting bewildered. There's a nice slide here. Water is precious. Say water. Drink beer. People who drink get drunk. People who get drunk go to sleep. People who go to sleep do not sin. People who do not sin go to heaven. So let us all drink and go to heaven. You can have excellent philosophy. Whatever you want to do in India, anywhere in this world, you can make a nice philosophy around it. So it's very, very easy to justify what you are doing. So people say, why? Believe in God. There is so much confusion. One devotee, Prabhanjan Prabhu, this is another example of confusion. This is our advancement in science and technology. Yes, Baldev Prabhu, next. So basically, what we can see is that people have no idea about what is reality. So whatever they want to do, they have a nice philosophy woven around it. So Prabhanjan Prabhu was telling us, he is a part of the Loknath Swami Maharaj Padyatra team. He went to one village, and with the Padyatra, when they entered the village, they were shocked because people started looking at them and they said, "Are, aage," and they started running. They have come. So the devotees thought, you know, what are we? Why are people scared of us? Then they went to a shop and the shopkeeper saw them. His eyes became big. "Hare, Hare Krishna." And he also ran away. So then these devotees thought, what happened in this? Why this village is mysterious? Wherever the Padyatra goes, people welcome them. Finally, they caught one man and they told him, why are people so shocked that we have come? But this man said, in this village, everybody knows Hare Krishna because your Padyatra came here 8 years ago and one man took all your books. He read a few of those books and he was so stunned by the logic and presentation that he took a vow that unless these Hare Krishnas come again to my village, I will not talk. I will practice Maunavrat. So today you have come back and for the last 8 years, this man has not spoken a word because he is just eagerly waiting for all of you to come. And today you have come, for today he is going to speak. So we are all excited. For the big pandal was made, the whole village was, there was an announcement. This man is going to speak. And thousands of people, all the villagers came. And this man walked in great style because after 8 years he is going to speak. And for 8 years what was he doing? And when he got the books, around that time only he had got married. So you can imagine his wife's predicament. He had just got married and he took this vow that I will not speak. And then pandal was arranged and he came in royal style and he sat and everybody is watching. After 8 years, he's now going to open his mouth. And devotees also, they capitalized on this very well. They had put up a book table and they distributed halwa. And this man, what are the first words he spoke? He said, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
So after 8 years, this is the first thing. And then he spoke about pure Krishna conscious philosophy. And his mother, this man's mother was also watching the whole program. And she also wanted to get some of the limelight. So she came on the stage, she took the microphone and she started speaking some philosophy, her own philosophy. And she started speaking a little bit mayavad. And this man, he roared on the microphone. He said, this is rascaldom, this is nonsense, this is bogus. This is mayavad. And he smashed whole mayavad philosophy in that presentation. This man is not a devotee. He just read Prabhupada books. He gave a pakka Krishna conscious lecture, defeated Mayavad, and devotees distributed hundreds of books and ISKCON became very popular. This is one of the many, many stories of how people's confusion has been removed by Srila Prabhupada's books. And Devamrita Swami Maharaj, I just remember, I was hearing his lecture just yesterday. He says how he became a devotee. He says after his graduation, he was confused. What job to do, what to do. And he got one Hare Krishna book. And he says he went to his house, he sat on the couch, and he was reading Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, small book. He took that book and he said he read one sentence, Prabhupada writing, that a man works very, very hard for sense gratification, and after working so hard, he gets the same pleasure which cats and dogs get for free. And he says, when he read that, Devamrita Maharaj says, when he read that, he was so shocked that he fell down from the couch. And his friend came from the kitchen, his friend was inside. He came, what happened? And Devamrita Maharaj just, and because he's an intelligent person, you know, Devamrita Maharaj was looking for God, he was intelligent. And Prabhupada's statement removed all his confusion. And he got so fired up, and basically was shaken because he fell down. And then his friend asked, what happened? And Devamrita Maharaj said, nothing, I just saw one small book. And then Devamrita Maharaj says, but I realized Srila Prabhupada had knocked me out. In the very first round, I was knocked out. And that was the beginning of the end of my material life.
Regarding confusion, I remember one devotee, Brahmachari in our temple, he went for book distribution once in the local train, in the Western Railway. And while distributing books, he saw a strange person looking straight at him with red eyes, you know. So he went and approached him, do you want a book? He did not speak a word, he just kept staring at this devotee. So our devotee became afraid, so he just went to the next person. So eventually he got down, then he went to the next coach, and he saw that this man was following up. This man was behind this devotee, and again staring at him, looking at him very strangely. So our devotee got scared, so he was thinking what to do now. So he kept on changing coaches. But this man followed him behind. And when Jogeshwari station came, you know Jogeshwari station, the first, there are two platforms in Jogeshwari on both the sides. So he stood on the left side, and when the station came, he immediately came and jumped on the right side and caught another train and left, thinking that I will bypass this person. And then he came down at Andheri, he got down, sat on the seat. I don't know who that person was. And suddenly he sees the person again standing in front of him. Staring at him. And he said, what do you want? Well, I'm so happy to see you, he said. He said, I have 5 liquor bars. I have so much money. But I'm confused what to do with my life. Whole day I travel in local trains not knowing where to go. Please help me. I saw you very happy, so please help me. So this devotee was a preacher. He thought, I should give him something. So he gave him Prabhupada book. He took it and also told him, sit down and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The next is crime. So, like you see, nowadays, previously only some in airports you will find people getting checked. But now even temple also people get checked. In America, there are metal detectors in the schools. Why? Because children now carry gun to shoot teachers. They don't like, they shoot a teacher. So, once Srila Prabhupada was in Chicago, and one Lieutenant Muse, he came to meet Prabhupada. And he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, you have come to a city. Our city is facing a major problem. Crime rate is increasing here. What is your solution for this? And Srila Prabhupada says, told him that you give us all the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, distribute literature and distribute prasad, your crime rate will go down. With full conviction, Prabhupada told him. In this way, we can actually resolve crime also.
This happened just a few years back. Sridharma Prabhu and his counselee group were distributing books at Malad station. And one man came to the table. He was looking like an underworld criminal. Very nasty and mean looks on his face and dark clothes, and you know, he looked very aggressive, and he came close, and devotees thought we definitely have to avoid him. And as they were trying to avoid, this man came straight to the devotees and said, I want to thank all of you.
because of you, you saved me from murdering someone. Devotees were shocked. What? And then he showed his dagger. He removed. He had a big dagger with him. And devotees were shocked. He said, I am a fugitive. Fugitive means somebody is running from police. You know what they call in India, tadipar. Yeah. So he is basically running from police from Gujarat. And he had come to Bombay on a contract to kill someone. And he was on a mission the day before, going to kill his particular, you know, whatever, victim. And on the way, at Malad station, he saw the devotees distributing books and showing Bhagavad Gita. And there was Prabhupada's tape being played. Prabhupada chanting, you know, his typical tune, Prabhupada's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he heard that. And for 2 seconds, he felt some powerful transcendental sound vibration. And then he stopped, looked at the blissful devotees, all the devotees, Prabhuji's, Mataji's were standing, announcing. He was so stunned by that. And then he forgot. He said, no, I have to go on my, you know, I have to be focused on killing. Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi. So he went. And he went. And that, and he was, this man is telling all the story. He said, I was standing. I picked up our agenda, our target was, plan was to pick up a quarrel with this man. And after picking up a quarrel, during the fight, pick up the dragger and kill him. So everything went according to plan. And as I took out my dragger to kill him, suddenly, Prabhupada's voice started ringing. Hare Krishna. And I felt strong spiritual sound, Hare Krishna, from all directions. And I felt so scared to perform that activity. I've done that so many times. And immediately, I ran away from there. And today I came here. Please save me. So devotees, they give him Law of Karma. That is the best book. So he took that book, small book. And then, believe it or not, after 4 or 5 days, which was the last day at the Malad stall, this man came back. And this time he was clean shaven. He was so nicely dressed that devotees couldn't recognize him. And then he said, I'm the same person. I have taken, and my life has changed. I want to thank all of you. And today I'm going back to Gujarat and surrendering to the police. So this is Srila Prabhupada's power of solving crime. And this material world is also characterized by crying. Bhagavatam says, Shokashru Sagara Vishoshana Matyudaram. One man's tears and lamentation, that Shoka Ashru, the tears of lamentation can form one ocean. Shokashru Sagara. And when Srila Prabhupada was once asked, that Prabhupada devotees are throwing your books in the garbage can, trash can. Prabhupada said, what to speak of throwing books in the trash can? People are throwing babies in the trash can. This is a very crazy world, bizarre world. And there is a lot of crying because of suffering.
I remember once Vraj Vihari Pu was sharing this nice story with me about book distribution in the local train. So Vraj Vihari Pu, he does nice book distribution. He has a good score every time he goes out. So one time our Gaurang Pu also wanted to go with him and check out how book distribution goes on. So that day, unfortunately, nothing, the books were not going. So Gaurang Pu decided to make an announcement himself. So he made an announcement, Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra mein ye Bhagavad Gita kahi gayi thi. And finally one man got up, you know, sir. So both the devotees thought that now he's going to buy a book. So immediately put in his pocket, put his hand in his pocket and removed a book and a pen. He said, aapko maine Star TV mein dekha hai. Autograph, please. So anyhow, Prabhuji thought by giving autograph, he will take a book at least. So he gave his autograph to him and told him, please buy this book. He said, I have this book. Okay, buy it for your friend. Oh, I already have 4 books from friends and relatives, my everyone. So Prabhuji could not convince him, Gaurang Pu. So Gaurang Pu thought, okay, let's go to the next coach. So they got down from this coach and went to the next coach. And when they were doing announcement, this man came behind again and he said, Prabhuji, किताब दीजिए भगवत गीता. सो ही सेड, आपके पास तो किताब ऑलरेडी है, आपने ली है और 4 ऑलरेडी गिफ्ट है आपके पास. सेड, एक्चुअली द होल वर्ल्ड इज क्राइंग एवरीवेयर यू सी इन लोकल ट्रेन्स, पीपल आर जस्ट मोरोस, स्टेरिंग ईच अदर, स्टेरिंग आउटसाइड द विंडो. बट आई सॉ यू, यू आर सो एंथुजियास्टिक, सो स्माइलिंग, इवन दो आई रिजेक्टेड द बुक, बट येट यू हैड अ स्माइल ऑन योर फेस. दैट्स रियली ग्रेट. And therefore, I want to really help you. And therefore, I'm taking a Bhagavad Gita from you. So even from crying situation, a non-devotee can clearly see that how a devotee, his face is the index of his mind. A devotee is very happy in serving Krishna wherever he is. So, we see, Prabhupada was talking about abortion and murders and all those things. We see how animals, they know how to take care of the children. They don't go to some parenting seminar for that. They learn it naturally. But you see here. So our question is, who is better? An animal or a human being? Like Srila Prabhupada quotes, Dharmena Hina Pashubhi Samana. A living entity has become like an animal. So there is no difference. And therefore the panic button is on.
Death can come at any time. We know that. We have heard it so many times. And people are panicking because of all these different problems, calamities, confusion. And they're not preparing for death. And they're trying all other things. But if you have Srila Prabhupada's books with us, and if you are distributing these books, and if you can give to someone, it can save people from great disaster that awaits them after death. Each one of us is like this, you know, we are going down. It's a matter of time. It could be either today, tomorrow, in a few years. The whole world is going downhill and they're rushing in full speed in a car. You know, it's like a man driving full speed at 100 kilometers per hour going down a hill, about to fall off a cliff, and devotees are standing on the way and saying, take U-turn, you know, go back. But they are just hell-bent on going full speed. And in fact, they're criticizing the devotees, you know. They are thinking, you don't have a car, so you are crying and you are stopping us. But they want to go full speed down. But Srila Prabhupada's books can save us. Because this panic, I remember when some years back, we were distributing books in the Golden Temple. We used to go into Bombay Central Station. And many trains we distributed. One of them is Golden Temple. Every day we would go. And next day morning, Radha Krishna Prabhu came to the ashram and he gave the newspaper to me. He said, you distributed books yesterday? I said, yes. 5 or 6 of us go as a team every day. He said, which all trains are distributed? I told him, Lok Shakti, Avantika Express, Rajdhani, August Kanti, and Golden Temple. He said, Golden Temple? See this. And the newspaper headlines was, Golden Temple train crash. Hundreds of people died. And when devotees saw that, they were so shaken. You know, previous day we distributed books in that train. And next day, some of them who took the books must have died in that accident. So death can come at any time. We are giving books. We are all ready to fall off a cliff. So we are all on the verge of death. So let us either make our lives perfect by giving books, or if you can convince someone to take a book, his life also becomes perfect. So we need help. And what is the best possible alternative? Srila Prabhupada said, give them my books. Gaur Nithai Prabhu, one of the very good devotees, he was earlier a brahmachari at New Vrindavan and he is now at Mayapur. When I joined the temple, the first book distribution story I heard, which really inspired me, was Gaur Nithai Prabhu's story. He was distributing books in Los Angeles airport and the man who approached him was one of the biggest drug peddlers of Los Angeles. He saw Gaur Nithai Prabhu at the airport and thought, this man looks so happy. Maybe you should try the drugs which I have. So this man went to Gaur Nithai Prabhu and tried to do some drug trading. And Gaur Nithai Prabhu, by his purity, convinced him to take Srila Prabhupada's books. So this top drug peddler, drug lord of LA, took Srila Prabhupada's book. This is in 1998. And in 1999 Christmas marathon, this man, along with his wife, were distributing books in the same LA airport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Therefore, this is the solution. Bhagavatam describes, Nivritta tarshe rupagiyamanat bhavau shada shotra manobhiramat kautama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajyeta vinapashugnat. Only a killer of the soul will reject transcendental books. Nivritta tarsher upagiya manat. All the sufferings and hankerings that we are experiencing in the heart, we can experience relief if we glorify Krishna. Ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat. So if we constantly come and glorify Krishna and encourage everybody to glorify Krishna, then their lives will be perfect. To explain this point about the power of Srila Prabhupada's books, we would like to present a short drama.
The drama is entitled Akri Chori. So I'd like to invite Bharat Bhavasarpu and his team of devotees to perform this drama.
Hare Krishna, excuse me, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, ye December month marathon hai. Hum Antarrashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangh se hain. Aur Bhagavad Gita special discount price pe de rahe hain hum log. Please liye.
Gita?
Haan ji.
Ye bhai, main aaj tak apne school ki kitab nahi padhi hai. Kya padhu ra? Rakh apne paas.
Sir, ye padhenge na to agle janam mein koi school wool kuch nahi aa raha.
Agla janam.
Sab kitab bhul jayenge sir.
नहीं यार पीछे मत पड़े छोड़
सर प्लीज सर देखिए एक बार खाली ओपन करके देखिए आप एक पेज पढ़िए खाली एक पेज बस
और कोई किताब है स्पोर्ट्स स्टार फेमिना कुछ
नहीं, नहीं? एक पेज पढ़िए
यार पका रहा ठीक है चल दे वापस आने का नहीं
हाँ सर
अरे मैं ही चोर हूं यार थक गया हूं ये चोरी कर करके कभी पुलिस की मार कभी पब्लिक की मार कभी उल्टा लटका के मारते हैं तो कभी कभी फटके मारते हैं बहुत हो गया जिंदगी भर चोरी करता रहा अभी कुछ और करना है लेकिन उसके लिए भी पैसे चाहिए एक आखिरी चोरी करूंगा मैं ऐसी धमाकेदार चोरी करूंगा कि लोगों की आंखें बंद हो जाएगी आखिरी चोरी जो मेरी जिंदगी को बदल देगी लेकिन कहां करूंगा चोरी किसका घर ऐसा है जहां से मुझे इतना माल मिले मेरी जिंदगी निकल जाए हां ये घर कुछ आलीशान लग रहा है वहां पे चोरी करूंगा तो मेरी जिंदगी बदल जाएगी यस
क्या यार किधर आ गया यार क्या ले लिया क्या करूं इसका चल छोड़ यार रख देता हूं
दिस मैन कम्स टू हिज हाउस इज अ वेरी रिच फेलो एंड व्हेन ही कम्स टू हिज हाउस ही कैन नॉट मेक एनी मे एनीथिंग अबाउट द गीता वर्क व्हिच इज कैरिंग सो ही कीप्स इट इन हिज टेबल एंड देन इन द नाइट व्हाट हैपेंस लेट अस सी कैन वी हैव लाइट्स ऑफ
वाह बाहर से दिखता था उससे भी ज्यादा आलिशान घर अंदर से है लगता है सारी दुनिया की दौलत इसी घर में है क्या करूं चोरी करने के बजाय इसी घर में बस जाता हूं नहीं नहीं लेकिन उसका मालिक देख लेगा तो मुझे भगा देगा उससे अच्छा कुछ चुरा कर ही जाता हूं लेकिन क्या चुराऊं यहां तो एक से एक कीमती चीजें पड़ी हुई है ये झूमर चुरा लेता हूं रोज एक हीरा बेचूंगा और ऐश करूंगा लेकिन ये झूमर उतारने को जाऊंगा तो आवाज हो जाएगी मालिक जाग जाएगा मेरे को भगा देगा या तो फिर पुलिस को दे देगा उससे अच्छा और कुछ चुराना पड़ेगा ये सोने के दरवाजे उसी को उखाड़ के ले जाऊंगा और एक एक टुकड़ा रोज बेचूंगा
लेकिन बहुत भारी है रे, चुराऊ क्या लेकिन, अरे यहाँ पे पूरा पिगी बैंक पड़ा हुआ है, इतना बड़ा पिगी बैंक किसी के घर पे नहीं देखा है, यही उठा के लेके जाता हूं। अरे बाप रे, बहुत भारी है, मेरी कमर को कुछ हो गया तो इसका सारा पैसा उसी में लग जाएगा, दवाई में। उससे अच्छा इस गुल्लक को तोड़ता हूं, उसके अंदर का पैसा लेके जाता हूं, यह बहुत आइडिया अच्छा है। लाओ, आवाज हो गई, शायद उसका मालिक आ जाएगा, मुझे भागना होगा, मुझे भागना होगा, लेकिन नहीं, ये मेरे जीवन की आखिरी चोरी है, ये मेरा जीवन बदल सकती है, कुछ ना कुछ तो मुझे चुराना होगा जो मैं आसानी से लेके जा सकूं और मेरा जीवन बदल दे, इसके बाद मुझे कोई चोरी करनी ना पड़े, लेकिन उठाऊ क्या। अरे हाँ, ये क्या चमक रहा है, ये छोटा भी है चमक भी रहा है, शायद शायद मेरे जीवन बदल दे, इसके बाद मुझे कोई चोरी ना करनी पड़े, यही लेके जाता हूं। अच्छा है, चलो।
This is a real story. Of course, it happened in America. We presented an Indian version of it. You know what happened to the chore? It was really his aakhri chori. This man, an American, did not know what he was carrying. He went home. He thought, I'm going to carry this. What is this? So he opened it. And the first page fascinated him. He went on reading the whole book. And he was convinced that he should become a devotee of Lord Krishna. And then he saw the whole Bhagavad Gita, went to the pages, saw the centers of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and went and joined one of those centers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! So, this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. If it comes in someone's hand, that person's life has to change. It's a matter of time. I remember one of our devotees, I don't mind taking his name, Nango Prabhu is here. Nango Prabhu, when he was working with Hewitt, and he was in Talwan base, I remember he wanted to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, but he was confused how he can do book distribution in the software sector in his office. So he intelligently took 4 Gitas with him, and he was working on a desk on his PC, and he kept the Gita near the PC, that's it. And he was doing his work. So one by one, always colleagues would come and say, okay, Nikhil, good morning. And then you see this Bhagavad Gita and picked up, hey, what is this Gita? And Prabhu would say that, oh, this Gita is available for discount ticket. Very nice. So they would say, okay, and they would buy it. And he would say, okay, if you don't have money, no problem, tomorrow you can give money. In this way, in 2 days, he just kept books there near his table, and 10 Gitas went. That was power of Prabhupada's books. Without even speaking about Prabhupada's books, the books were. And then amazing thing was, his project manager came and he saw the Gita and said, what is this? He said, Bhagavad Gita. So he said, I have seen his Bhagavad Gita. I have seen some people of Hare Krishna's, they are in Vashi station distributing Gita. So Prabhuji was a little panic, what to do? He said, you want to come there? He started asking. Something came out of his mouth. You want to come there? And the project manager said, well, I can try. So he took the Gita, and that day in the evening, he came and stood on the book table. And this project manager was a little confused where I landed. You know, I just said yes to him. I don't know why I came here. But suddenly one man came and purchased a book from him. And when he sold the Gita, one Sita, he was very enthusiastic. Wow, even I can do it. So for next 2 days, he came on Vashi station. And then our Prabhuji also was a little enthusiastic, preaching him now, Krishna consciousness. And then he told him, Gita Jayanti is coming. Oh, what is great? On Gita Jayanti, we have a target of 1,008 on Tadar stall. So meanwhile, what was happening on the Vashi stall and his company, I did not know. So one day I got a phone call on Gita Jayanti morning from Prabhu. And he's telling him, Prabhu, can I come to Tadar stall for distributing Prabhupada's books? And I said, yes, you can come because so many devotees we want there, so we can distribute 1,008 books. And then he says, can I bring my boss also? So I was shocked. What do you say? You want to bring boss for book distribution? Roji, I'll tell you the story later, but can I bring him? I said, yes. And that day on Gita Jayanti day, same month, just 10 days before I'd taken a book, he was on the Dadar stall distributing Bhagavad Gita of Srila Prabhupada. So this boss of his did not become a devotee, he became a well-wisher of ISKCON. He gives regularly donations to our temple, and whenever devotees need help in terms of job and all those things, he helps them getting a job also. So this is the power of Srila Prabhupada books.
Not just seeing Prabhupada's book, you know. Actually, his book was just kept on the table, and the books attracted this man. There are examples of people becoming devotees and becoming fired up by simply seeing a book distributor. There's one brahmachari in our temple who used to come out of his office in the night at 9:30, 10, when he was working earlier. And when he would come out at 9:30, he would see one of our brahmacharis who was distributing books at VT station would be now standing at the bus stop waiting for a bus to come back to temple. For the first time this devotee saw, he was shocked. He said, 9:30 in the night? This brahmachari is standing, and he ran to him and embraced him. And this was our Mathura Mohan Prabhu, who used to go at that time every day in the afternoon after lunch. And this devotee said, Prabhuji, what are you doing here? And this Mathura Mohan Prabhu said, I am just distributing books. And now you will go back to temple, but it will be late. No problem. Then what is the schedule? So Prabhuji explained, I go after lunch and now I go back to temple. So he said, what about a dinner? No, okay, somebody must have kept, or I'll take tomorrow morning. So this boy, this devotee, got so inspired by seeing him every day. Because he would come back from his office, he would come out after working hard like a donkey, he would get so frustrated. And he would come out, he would see this blissful devotee. And then, like that, he saw him many times and he got inspired to dedicate his life. So just by seeing devotees going out, eventually people become inspired. Like, you know, if you see a hoarding at Haji Ali, you think this Raymond's ad you see there, you think they... anybody see that and immediately goes and buys a suit or coat? No. That has an impact. Repeatedly they keep seeing. You see an ad for Coca-Cola or Pepsi. You keep seeing it and eventually you get hooked onto it. You buy it. So book distributors means we have to go out with books, and when people see us, eventually they'll take books. Sometimes we have experience that we give books, nobody takes. Don't be disappointed. You have hit him hard. Some other day, some other book distributor will be standing and some man will come and tell him, give me a book. So what happens when 10, 15 people repeatedly approach a person at different times, one day he eventually takes a book. So this happens. And not just this, you may say this is in India, this has happened even in Ghana, Africa. Shivas Prabhu had come. He was telling us how during Prabhupada's centennial, they went to villages with Prabhupada's deity, and one particular village, they couldn't get accommodation in the night. African country. So the villager said that you please go inside the forest, the next village, there is a school there, and the school may give you some place to stay for the night. So they went. And that remote village, they knocked on the principal's door to get some shelter for the night. And when this principal opened the door, these devotees were shocked because this principal was in dhoti kurta, tilak, kanti mala. And devotees said, my God, you are here. Who are you? You know, how are you a devotee in this remote corner of Africa? And this man told his story that few years back he had gone to Nigeria, a neighboring country. He had taken Prabhupada's books. He studied all books. He got so convinced. He came back home and made his whole family devotee. They have full Krishna conscious program at home every day. And when this man and his family saw devotees with Prabhupada's deity celebrating Prabhupada's centennial program, he got overwhelmed and he started crying. He said, Prabhupada has come to our house. Then they had a big program in that village, in that school. So you can see Srila Prabhupada's books are going all over the world and impacting the lives of people beyond our imagination.
Not even Ghana, where at least people are staying, Srila Prabhupada's books have even reached Siberia. Siberia is a place in north of Russia, where constantly the temperature is minus 30 degrees Celsius. So recently, Jayapataka Maharaj was speaking a class. He was giving a Vyas Puja offering to his god brother, Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj. And he was mentioning that some people from Siberia, they came to Moscow. And one book distributor met them and convinced them to buy a book of Prabhupada. So they took the book and went to Siberia again. And they came together, read the book, and they became very much interested, started chanting. They had no clue that there is ISKCON, like this, anything. So they came back again once more after 6 months to Moscow. And then to their fortune that they again made another devotee and told him, hey, where are you? Who are you? You gave us the book, very nice book, and you want more books. Tell us more about you. So this devotee asked him, so who are you? Where are you from? We are from Siberia. So devotee got shock of life, Siberia. And they want Prabhupada books. So instead of just giving a book to them, this devotee took them to temple and introduced them to Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj, who was that time in the temple there. And Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj said, just one book has gone, Prabhupada's book, into Siberia, and so many people are interested. So immediately Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj decided to go to Siberia to these people and preach them more. And this is how the Siberian preaching began. Just one book from Moscow goes to Siberia, and today so many sannyasis, Indrajindu Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj, they all go to Siberia, and minus 30 degrees Celsius, people are chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Prabhuji, I have one question.
Yes, Prabhu.
Every year I do book distribution on stalls, but this year, because of my busy schedule, I cannot do book distribution on stalls. Is there any other method to do book distribution?
Yes, Prabhu, please take your seat. So this is a valid question where someone may be fully engaged in his office work and he may ask, Prabhu, I can't do book distribution because I have no time. No problem. There is a solution. This time marathon is going to be a little different. In this marathon, there is going to be service for each and every devotee. So there are many methods. Let's go and share some methods. Let's talk about some methods which devotees can choose and they can try to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. The first method is Shastradan. I'd like to invite Avatar Leela Prabhu, who is our in charge in Shastradan, to speak something about Shastradan. Mike.
Hare Krishna. So this Shastradan scheme we are having, this is the third consecutive year we have been doing this. So Prabhupada said, book distribution is Brihat Kirtan. It is literally Kirtan in the sense that the books are spoken and therefore anyone who reads a book is hearing. So basically what is the Shastradan is, this is a scheme in which anybody can sponsor these books and these books reach out to people who are economically challenged. But at the same time, they are very sincere and are eager to understand the philosophy. The purpose behind is to know, to educate people at large. And if you see, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, this had been historical, that free distribution of literature. Even at the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also distributed Narottam Das Thakur's writings just for free for the people in general. Who can participate? Anyone from devotee community or even well-wishers who are not practicing or anyone who is charitably disposed, who are interested, like you will find many people who are reluctant to practice philosophy in their lives, but they won't mind coming out for this kind of philanthropic activity. So these people you can approach and they will be very interested to sponsor these books. And number of books they are going to sponsor is not a criteria. Even if each person just sponsors one book, that is going to make a difference in the life of a person who receives it. And where these books are going to go? Next slide. So like in past, we had distributed mostly in Mumbai, also near our farm, that is Govardhan Eco Village. And we had gone to Tata Cancer Hospital and think places like this. This year, we had thought of that, like many of our devotees are preaching in many parts of India. So to assist them in preaching and also to reach out to people in those remote corners, so we'll be covering practically each and every corner of India where devotees are preaching currently. Hare Krishna.
So the question was, Prabhu, that how you can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. This is one of the schemes. If you cannot go out, you can sponsor Gitas. One, many, anything. Just imagine if one Gita is sponsored and if 500 devotees sponsor one Gita each, 500 Gitas. So we have devotees who are preaching all over India now. We have some devotees preaching at Sultanpur, that is Shyam Charan Pugos, Sultanpur in Uttar Pradesh. Then we have Narahari Prabhu preaching near Hyderabad, Nizamabad. Then we have our Vada farm at Palghar, where last time Rupa Raghunathpu and his team did so wonderful book distribution. Then we have Bhilwada. And there are so many places, Trichy, Udupi. All the villages very close to these places can be given Bhagavad Gita in free. I mean, the concept of Gita free is a question which everyone asks. People ask, why you are not giving Gita as free? Because other organizations are giving their literatures as free. So at least let's start distributing Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada to those who need them here. Because this part of the area we have not covered much, and we are seeing there is rampant anti-social organizations doing a lot of things there. I don't mention something, but conversions are going on. Let's go up, give Prabhupada books to them. So this is one method which you can try, that is Shastradhan project. So we have these pamphlets which we made for all the devotees to come and take it. This pamphlet of Shastradhan is available at the reception and also at the book godown counter. So you can take that. So this is the first way of doing book distribution, Shastradhan.
Different companies also. Last few years we've been doing corporate book distribution. I remember last year Kalpanadhar Mataji, her husband is in Reliance in a very big position. And very enthusiastically she and her husband, they arranged and so many books went in that company. And some years ago our legendary devotee, His Grace Toka Krishna Prabhu, he had very revolutionized this concept of distributing books in hotels, in 5-star hotels. And along with, I think, Damodar Pandit Prabhu, they are taken inspiration from one project, Panchajanya project, which is distribution of books in hotels in America. So inspired by that, devotees tried here. And today at Oberoi, Staj, in different hotels, devotees can go, get contacts. Because these hotels like to keep Bhagavad Gita in there. You know, they keep Quran, Bible, like that. So there also you can distribute a lot of books. So this is one way we could also do.
There is one more way. This is a novel idea which has come this time. This year we are introducing Shamanand Prabhu, who is a pioneer book distributor in our temple. He thought of a plan of how to catch an intellectual and an educated young man to read Gita by Gita's merit. Not just push him a book, but by his merit. So we have a wonderful system called as bulk email and bulk SMS system, which we are just working on, and we will we'll present it more in later weeks as we go ahead. I'd like to call up Nanda Dulal Prabhu, is he there, to speak something on what this bulk bulk email and bulk SMS system is all about.
Thank you, Baldev Prabhu and Braj Bihari Prabhu, for this opportunity. As you mentioned, a lot of devotees in the temple were thinking of how to penetrate the masses. And one way is the cyber strategy. We started off last time in a small way, but we did not advertise much. But this time we have come up with something. So primarily we'll have a website called gitaforyou.com. So the spelling is, as per the cyber terminology, is gitaforyou.com. This is how people have their emails and like that. So in order to appeal to them, we have a website like this. This will have different e-books for downloads. Some sample PDFs that we have produced already are conflict resolution, but based on Bhagavad Gita, based on principles from the Gita. One another PDF that we have uploaded is Stop Worrying and Start Living. These are the topics that people are interested in. They would not be much interested in other topics that are directly mentioned by Lord Krishna. But and these PDFs we have created from material that has been spoken here during the Prerana lectures by different senior devotees. So very nice material, but in a way that is easily digestible for the modern masses. So this is one website. This website will also have audio MP3 format of our famous 6-session Gita course, The Journey of Self-Discovery, very popular course. If you want to pass it on to others, then you can refer them to this website. Also, there are some other PDFs on different other topics coming up. There are some other audio also that we are planning. As we are getting more and more people to do seva, we'll be constantly updating this website, so please stay in touch. Now, to reach to people and tell them about this website in particular, which is our primary reach out point, as Baldev Prabhu mentioned, we'll have bulk emails and bulk SMSs. This is something that people are into today. So for bulk email, we have a email ID that is created for this. We could not get Geeta for you, so we got geetaforus@gmail.com. GEETAFORUS. Geeta for us, simple, @gmail.com. We have created this email so that anybody and everybody who's listening to this, if you have any queries regarding this Shastradhan, if you have any queries, anything, but you want to reach out. See, website is something where you will read information, but you can't correspond with the people who have put up this website. So this Gmail email ID will be something that you want to have some queries, you want to refer to somebody, you want to send SMSs to somebody, you already have a list of people whom you are in contact with, you already have a list of emails to whom you send emails. So for everything, this is this email ID, geetaforus@gmail.com, and we'll have a standard one-page description in very attractive terms. And if anybody is interested in sending that description of the Geeta to anybody, please send us a blank email here and send us that, would you please forward me this, and we'll forward it to you. So these are some things that we are trying. If you already have a SMS list and you want to send something attractive to these people, send that SMS list to us and we'll give them appropriately. Yeah? So this is something that we are coming up. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
So in due course of time, when the 1st December comes, when the other stall will be on, before that we'll put all these things together. So this is one technique which we can, by which we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Some question is there? This question, I think so, from Mataji's side. How Matajis can do book distribution in their own area? I think so, we can ask Matajis to stand up and give their ideas of how experiences of book distribution. May I request Janva Priya Mataji, is she here?
She is there.
Yeah. Give the mic to Janva Priya Mataji. And she'll speak about how she distributes books in Navi Mumbai. And after that, Kishori Mataji can come up and speak about book distribution at the Malad stall. Hare Krishna. Is the mic on? Sound system devotees. Can you send the other mic then? Keep the mic on and send it. Where's the other mic? Another
mic. Hare Krishna.
Okay, yeah. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm very thankful to the temple authorities for giving me a chance to share some experiences about book distribution. Last year, actually, I didn't do any book distribution because Prabhuji Vamsidhar Prabhu was having fracture. So I had to be at home making some prasadam for devotees, just counting boxes, then packing some bags with books for devotees who used to come home. And so this way I spent the whole month. Then I had a realization that those who distribute books, their name and fame comes. Means they are always in the forefront. But devotees in the book go down who are doing so much hard work by lifting books, keeping accounts. They are always in the background and nobody even knows what they are doing. So we should give a lot of credit to those who are doing background job or seva also. So this is one realization. 2 years back when we went to Kalapur, which is on the way to Pune, there we were distributing books. So I was concentrating on those Matajis who were wearing Indian dress. I thought they will be very simple and they will be buying books very easily, but it was not like that. It was my mental speculation. When I was showing the books, nobody even bothered to see what it is. But there were some ladies who were fashionably dressed, whom I was deliberately avoiding. I thought, whom they were, they will not take the books because they are wearing modern dresses, so they won't be interested. But actually, it is those ladies who purchased the book. I'll just give you an example. There was a bus load of people coming from Borivali. So from there one lady got down and bookstall was there, so I just went and approached to her, "Madam, please take this book." And that lady was from London and she was wearing trousers, bob cut and all that. Not the sort who will buy the book. But she came to the stall and she said, "Oh, Bhagavad Gita, I have read Bhagavad Gita right from childhood. Like my mother used to teach me Bhagavad Gita shlokas every day. And without reading Bhagavad Gita, she never used to give us food." So this very wonderful thing that you people are keeping, Bhagavad Gita stall, give me some books, I will take. Not only that, she started reciting some shlokas also. Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre. So I was actually shocked. So I thought I should come out of this mental sex speculation. You know, I should not judge. This person will take, this person will not take. So that is one experience. And second experience is, I was avoiding the younger crowd. So I thought I am a little old and they may not, if I approach them, they may not take the books. There was some group of young boys and girls chit-chatting. Some of them were even smoking. So I said, "Okay, let me go and give the book to them." So I went and showed the book. So those boys and girls, they became little respectful. They saw Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's photo is there. So I should listen to what this lady is saying. So I started repeating some sentences. In that, one girl said, "Auntie, I'll come back to you after half an hour." So I said, "Okay." I was just hoping that she'll come back. But actually she came back and she asked a lot of questions about Bhagavad Gita. And she took Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. So this is the second incident. And third, I'll tell you, in the Belapur station, we were just keeping the books and there two Muslim boys came. This is all going on in Mataji section. Nothing to do with Prabhuji's. Even maybe my Prabhuji will not know what's that these things have happened. I have not told him these things. So, so two Muslim boys came and then they said, "What is this holy book?" "Okay, this is Bhagavad Gita." "Okay. We are doing comparative study on religion. So we would like to take this Bhagavad Gita." So just they just came and took the Bhagavad Gita. Means I didn't have to do anything. They were waiting for Prabhupada's mercy and they took it. So that was very encouraging for me. Then another incident in Kalapur again. So there was one couple who came out of the bus. So I just came, went and gave the book to them. They just looked, they didn't even open the book. They just saw the cover and they said, "What is this book and what is this book?" So I told them, "This is Bhagavad Gita, this is Krishna." He said, "Give me both the books. Christmas time is coming. We are Christians. We would like to give some gift to my Hindu friend." So they took both the books. So you just see, a Christian can take a book, Muslim can take a book. So why can't we distribute book to people of our own religion? The only thing is we have to be enthusiastic. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Kishori Mata is here. Okay, she's here. Can you pass the mic here?
Hare Krishna. Actually, at Malad station, we have been doing book distribution for last few years. And many times we have stall every day. And Matajis, they like to come in the evening period. Because we mostly put up the stalls in the evening period, except Saturdays. Saturday the stall is full day. So many Matajis, even the elderly Matajis can come during afternoon hours or morning hours. But the peak book distribution happens especially after 5:30 till late in the night. Sometimes we used to feel that, you know, after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it is very late. But book distribution happens more during the night hours. This is our observation. Because people are returning from their offices and many times the many customers, they tell us that wherever we went, each station, your people were there. And since morning, you are the seventh person who is meeting me and asking me for a book. And now I am going home so I can carry the book. So it is effort of so many other devotees at different stations and you get the fruit here. And sometimes that's why how we encourage other devotees. Maybe you are asking them, but they are buying somewhere else. So the way Matajis take part is that we put up three stalls. There are two bridges and one where there is a ticket window. So Matajis are on one bridge. All Matajis are together with few Prabhujis. And on the Malad bridge, we put the stall in such a way in the middle where you can catch the second platform, third platform, first platform, you know, all the platforms together. And they stand in different batches, you know, at angles. So they can, as soon as the customers are coming up the stairs, either coming up or going down, you know, they can see the bright smiling faces of Matajis with the books. Sometimes they are carrying one hand child and one hand book, and they're asking them. And also then if they want other books, we have a chain of Matajis, like, you know, or other people, if suppose, because you can't carry so many books in your hands. So if they ask for some other language, then, you know, immediately we have a chain, immediately they tell at the stall, okay, you send this book, or they are sent to that particular stall. So Matajis really feel very enthusiastic. Some Matajis who cannot come, they cook prasad and they send at the stall. Also, I feel as Prabhupada has given us ABCD of spiritual life, I feel Matajis get association, enthusiasm, because this is one service which we do normally only during 1 month of December marathon. Throughout the year, probably we are not distributing, but all of them come together. And I have seen shy, very shy ladies. You will not even see them speaking anything. But when we all together, you know, they are one of the best book distributors. Actually, two of them are not here today, who are the best book distributors. Very shy girls. They will never open their mouth. But they are one of the best book distributors because there is a power in association. You see all other ladies also doing together, then you feel enthusiasm. And book distribution. You can see that people just touching Srila Prabhupada's books. Sometimes, like we have heard in different book distribution seminars, just even if they don't buy, at least let them touch the book or let them open the book and see the picture. And it works. You feel that whatever you have heard, it works. Cooperation. All Matajis come together. It's a cooperative effort. Together, they can write from cooking prasadam, bringing the books, somebody collecting money, making an account, everything, different levels, Matajis can take part. And also in either cooking prasadam. I will just like to tell you one or two stories that most of the time I stand at the counter and we start, the way I distribute is I telling them that these are the story books for children. You know, like Krishna book, I said this is a story book of children. Every night your children want to hear stories. There are many stories. So this is one of the way people get attracted. Sometimes we have seen that because Matajis are distributing, it happens that they distribute more books than Prabhujis, because probably I think it is a sales technique. When ladies are distributing, people come more often to the counter. Also, we have experience of Muslim people coming and asking us. Initially, we got very scared actually. Sometimes two are typical, you know, with beard and they would ask us, and we were thinking, what is their purpose in their mind? But we have realized they genuinely want books. Even Christians, they genuinely want books. So, also, I wanted to share another experience at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. We have a bookstall over there, and that bookstall at ground floor, every day they distribute books, but at the same time, December marathon, they distribute maximum number of books. And many, I had requested one or two Matajis to speak, if you give permission, Prabhuji. Is she? Yeah? Gaurangi. This is Mani Manjari Mataji. She is distributing on the stall at Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Hare Krishna. In December marathon also and in regular also, one lady comes every day in the hospitals for checkup and everything. So she knows about Krishna consciousness and everything. So she just asked me all the books and everything in counter only. So that day she asked me about the, okay, I'm doing everything, but I don't know the detail, beginning and what I have to do, what I don't have to do. So then she asked me. Then I said, okay. Then she said, okay, which book I have to read, starting base and everything. Then I said, okay, beginner guide is good. First you start with that book. Then she said, okay, I'll take that book. Then she start reading and everything. But she comes regularly. Then she came and met me. Okay, I'll read that book. I liked it very much. Now which book I have to start again? The second book. Then I gave one by one Prabhupada's books. She took nicely. Never asked any question, anything. But any doubt, anything, she asked. Then she said, in every book, it's written, okay, in Bhagavad Gita, this slok Krishna says. In Bhagavad Gita, this slok Krishna says. Okay, I want that Bhagavad Gita. Then I said, okay, you can take Bhagavad Gita because it's very big book. But that's why I said, okay, you start with small book, then you understand, then you take this book. Okay, now I want that book. So then she took that book nicely, happily. And she is reading that book that time. Then she said, but in Bhagavad Gita, it's written in Srimad Bhagavatam, this sloka written this. Then I said, there is a Srimad Bhagavatam also, but I thought, okay, first time I'll show you that 18 books, you become like not ready to take. But now you are telling, then I'll show you that book also. I have full set. Then she said, just show me the first part, first canto. Then I'll tell me the little detail about that books. Then I told her everything about Srimad Bhagavatam, what actually Srimad Bhagavatam. Then she said, I want this book actually. Then she took all the books, full Srimad Bhagavatam set. Now she and her husband both became devotee, 16 rounder and regular devotee.
Okay, Mahari. Thank you so much. One more?
Yeah, one more.
This is how people, alcoholics get converted, or the people who have admitted in the hospital for either they're for committing suicide or in depression, and just reading Prabhupada's books, their lives have changed.
Hare Krishna. One patient, baby boy, came in Bhaktivedanta hospital, bed number 1, PICU, and mother was crying. Mother was continuously, she was crying. So we went there and met that child. And mother was telling that my child is very, very serious. So we asked what happened. So mother was telling that I can't express you. So I told, if you express, then you can feel light. Please share. So she told that my child has not cried since 10 days. So we told, okay. So again, listen and listen. Again, she was telling, please do something for my child. So we went there with Bhagavad Gita and we sat there and read for that child. As soon as we finished Bhagavad Gita reading, and child cried loudly. So mother was so happy, and she told that I can't believe that this book is making this type of miracle. So again, one more patient, next day came, next bed, bed number 2 PICU, and that child was there, and actually in other hospital, doctor told that there is no chance of survival of that patient, so you take coffin for this child and go home. So that mother told, no, I have to go to Bhaktivedanta hospital, and there whatever they will tell, I will accept. So that mother came with her child to Bhaktivedanta hospital and admitted in bed number 2. So that bed number 1 patient, that mother told to that patient, next patient, that please you go on 4th floor and ask those Matajis, they are coming to read Bhagavad Gita and they are giving some mala and all that. So please you go, whatever is there, you collect that and do for your child. I'm sure that it will work for your child also. So that mother came on 4th floor and she told that, please give me that Bhagavad Gita. So I want to read for my child. So she came and she collected that. She went there and she read for her child. And that child also slowly, slowly, within 3-4 days, that child came out from Venti. So both of those patients were so happy, and they have full faith in Bhagavad Gita, and still they are reading and they are chanting also. And one more story I want to share. It is from Deluxe 2. Shifted from ICU, and diagnosis is chest pain. So when that patient's name is Pankaj Damdere. So when we went there, and actually we went in ICU also and met with that patient. And when he shifted in Deluxe 2, we talked with that patient, and that patient was very happy. He told that, oh, you met in ICU also, so I'm very, very happy to meet you. And please, I want to share something. So wife was crying loudly, and she was telling that, Mataji, you please do something for my husband, because our house atmosphere is so bad, because every day my husband is just quarreling and making so much noise, and all neighbors are also seeing us with bad eyes, and we are not happy at all. So please give solution to us. So we told everything to that patient, and slowly, slowly that patient told, okay, so at last I told that if you want to cultivate some higher taste, then you will think that, oh, whatever you are doing, that is lower. So he told, what is that higher taste? Can you tell me what is that higher taste? So I told, you want to know? So patient told, yes, if you share, then I will happy. So I told that higher taste is, yeah, and that patient was alcoholic. So that patient told, what is that higher taste? So I told that you can take Prabhupada's book. If you cultivate that type of habit, then you will think, oh, what is the higher taste, and whatever I am doing, that is not good. So patient told, okay, please show me that box. So I just show him that laws of nature. I told, whatever you are doing, at the time of death, you just get molten iron in your mouth. And that patient told, okay, please show me. So he came in office, and he took 8-9 books, including Bhagavad Gita, and all small books. And he read that. He took chanting box also, Prabhupada's kirtan, and he took and he went home. And after 8 days, Janmashtami festival was there in our hospital. So I just wanted to call that patient for that festival. As I was just calling that patient, one call came in my mobile, and that patient was telling that, Mataji, I want to meet you. So I told, okay, where you are? He told, I am just on fourth floor. I just came for my discharge card. So I just want to talk with you. So I went there, and that patient told that, you know, Mataji, what happened? I don't know. I took all those books and that chanting box, and after hearing that and after reading that, I don't know what came in my mind, and I left alcohol totally. So since 32 years, I was taking alcohol, and now even a drop of that I have not taken. So I didn't believe on that patient. So again, I called his wife and asked. So wife told, yes, Mataji, he completely left. Again, I didn't believe on that wife also, because they have that habit that again they are starting. So again, after 1 year, again I called wife. She told, yes, Mataji, he is not taking. Again, after 2 years back, just patient's relative came in second class. Again, I asked that patient started or not. He told, no, even a drop of that alcohol he is not taking. And now he has a full faith on those books. He is reading those books very nicely. He is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, all the Matajis. In 1996, 97, and 98, I think 3 or 4 consecutive years, the top scorers for the marathon were the different Matajis. And it was amazing because Brahmacharis would go out whole day, and at the end of the month, the total final scores, the toppers would be Matajis. And I remember in 2001, when we used to go to Nariman Point area, that time there was not so much strictness. We could go to any building, any shop, we could show books. In many places, people would smile at me. They would give me a big smile, and they wouldn't take the book. Now, they would talk to me. They would say, very good. And then they would say, no, we'll not take. I said, please take. No, I'm waiting, you know. Aapke mandir se some Matajis come. So every year, I take from them. So this year also, I'll take from them only. Not one or two, so many people, you know. They would say, oh, aapke mandir se wo do Mataji log aate. And then initially, I would get angry because nobody would take books from me. But in retrospect, now when I look back, it was glorious because Prabhupada's books were going and so many people were taking books. And in today's day and age, age of equality and equal rights, what men can do, it's well known that women can do twice as better.
One Srila Prabhupada disciple who stays in Vrindavan, you must be knowing her, Devi Shakti Mataji. So when she was young, she was a fire book distributor, and she would go to the airports and convince people to buy books and also invite them to temple. And in this way, she would meet many people, new people, and convince them to buy a book and come to temple. So this one particular day, maybe a day or two, Devi Shakti Mataji met at different times two gentlemen, young men, and convinced them, even though they didn't want, to buy a book, and also told them about temple address. These two gentlemen at different times came to temple, they read that book, they became convinced, they joined, and do you know whom they are? Today they are two senior ISKCON leaders, Devamrit Maharaj, and the other is Niranjan Maharaj. So,
both of them had become devotees because they were given book by one Mataji book distributor. And we also have elderly people.
So everyone can take part.
So we have even those who are not so young at body, but very young at heart. They can also distribute books. We have the classic example of Abhinandan Prabhu. He's sitting here. He is an amazing, amazing example. He's gone through 15 operations in his life. And every time he goes through this surgery and operation, that doesn't slow him down. In fact, it increases his enthusiasm to distribute books more. In fact, during one particular time when he was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, he had an operation in the stomach. He had saline in one hand, bottle, and one hand, Bhagavad Gita. And he was distributing books. And now, today is the first day of the marathon, and Abhinandan Prabhu's score already is 175 Bhagavad Gitas. Can you please, Prabhuji, can you please stand up? Devotees don't know you. He is Abhinandan Prabhu. Haribo. And Abhinandan Prabhu has inspired so many devotees. We have Baldev Prabhu's father, Krishna Kshetra Prabhu. In 2002, he took a vow. He said, every month I want to distribute 25 books of Prabhupada. And what strategy he uses? Very simple. Anyone can do it. He would just carry a few books with him and he would be traveling in the bus or in the train. And anybody sitting in front of him or standing, he would just give them a book. So they would just take the book and they would keep looking. And when the destination would come, either he is getting down or they are getting down, he would tell them, this book costs 10 rupees or 20 rupees. And like that, in a month, he could easily meet his target of 25 books. And within 6 months, he realized, I have a target of 25 books every month, but I am distributing every month more than 100 books. And in 2004, Prabhupada Appearance Day, he distributed 108 books of Prabhupada. And that time he increased his commitment. He said, I will distribute every month 100 books of Srila Prabhupada. And since last 8 years, every month he is doing it. He is one of those silent warriors, unknown. He is not a champion book distributor, but most consistent and one of the most enthusiastic devotees. So we have many such examples. And not just old people, we have young children. Vanmali Prabhu, when he was 6-7 years old, he must be sitting somewhere here. When he was 6-7 years old, I think 2 years back when we were distributing books, he is there. Haribo. So he is a very good book distributor. He would take Bhagavad Gita and he would catch any stranger on the street and he would give them. And when they would see a young boy is giving them a book, he would take. And as soon as this man would look at the book and then look at Vanmali Prabhu, by that time Vanmali would be paying full dandavat to this man. And this man would be surprised, and then Vanmali would get up and he would say, please take this book, your life will be perfect. And with Haribo. So with such humility and genuine concern, he would distribute books, and so many books he distributed.
While talking to, while hearing Vrajvihari Pu, I just got a brilliant idea. There's one more way you can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and that is giving Prabhupada's book as a gift to others. Now, when Srila Prabhupada's books go in someone's house, either your relatives, your friends, that book will do something or other in due course of time. Like one person, he received a book as a gift from his family members, and he kept it as it is, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. But every year he would just open his shelf and clean all the books. And then he would see this Bhagavad Gita, clean it nicely. Very nice book. Maybe I'll read sometime and again keep it back. So regularly he would remove the book, clean it and desire, maybe one day I'll read it and keep it back. And in due course of time, he did read a book. He met a devotee. He became a devotee. And you want to know who that devotee is? His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu. So one more devotee, he gave a book to his relative. And that relative kept it as it is in the shelf again. So in that family, there was a young boy. So he would also clean the shelf regularly. So it was around 20 years, when he was 20 years, he just removed that book, cleaned it nicely and thought, oh, very nice book, Bhagavad Gita, maybe I should read. But he was making two decisions, mind, what should I do? So he opened the Gita and he read some shlokas, only the translations, that's all, and kept the book again. But he thought, maybe in future I should read this Gita. This boy next day was going to Tirupati for darshan of Sri Balaji. So in Tirupati, when he was going with his sister, there he met a book distributor. And then he gave him a book, Teachings of Queen Kunti. So he was first of all shocked that someone in Tirupati Balaji temple near that giving a Marathi book to him. So he was more shocked. Marathi book in of all states, you know, Andhra Pradesh. So he purchased that book. And that day in the evening, he had nothing to do after the darshan of Balaji. So he sat with a book. Whole night he read the whole book. And he became so amazed by reading Prabhupada's book. And he thought, I should read that Gita, you know, that Gita I left in a home. So he came back, started reading Gita, but he could not figure out much. So he called up his uncle, who had given the book to his father, and told him that, uncle, I want to know how I can study Gita. So the uncle said, you're very lucky. Tomorrow we have Gita course in our temple. Come and join. So he came to the Gita course. He became a devotee, is chanting 16 rounds, and now he is in Mahavan base in Borivali. Haribol. So this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books.
You know, talking about gifts, even Barack Obama has got Bhagavad Gita. One of his friends had become a devotee, and when Barack Obama became president, so this devotee thought, I should meet him, and he met him and gave him a Bhagavad Gita as a gift. And not only Barack Obama, even a Dracula can get a Bhagavad Gita. So we have a small drama in this regard.
बेस्ड है ये ड्रामा. आप जैसे जानते हैं कि ड्रैकुला एक फिक्शियस नॉवल जो कि इंग्लैंड में प्राचीन एक काउंट था, एक राजा था, उसके ऊपर बेस्ड है. और वो ड्रामा हम आज देखेंगे कि वो ड्रैकुला जब भारत में आ जाता है तो उसके साथ क्या होता है. तो हम आपको लेकर चलते हैं. हाँ, जैसे कुछ भक्त लोग यहाँ पर अनुरोध कर रहे हैं कि ये ड्रैकुला कौन है, तो करीबन 400 साल पूर्व इंग्लैंड के एक राज्य में एक बहुत ही खूंखार राजा रहता था. वो काफ़ी लोगों को मारता था और उसको मारने में बहुत मज़ा आता था. और वो जब भी मारता था लोगों को तो उनका खून भी चूसता था, उनका खून भी पीता था. और वो उसके मृत्यु के पश्चात वो एक प्रेत के रूप में परिवर्तित हो जाता है, जिसे कि अंग्रेजी में वैम्पायर कहते हैं. और वो ही वैम्पायर बाद में जाकर कहानियों और नावलों का बहुत ही अहम किरदार बना. और फिर आगे चलकर वो बहुत ही फेमस कैरेक्टर बना जो कि है ड्रैकुला. तो आज हम देखते हैं कि ड्रैकुला के साथ क्या होता है. फिलहाल हम चलते हैं बम्बई के एक चाल में. यहाँ पर आप देखेंगे हमारे कैरेक्टर हैं, किरदार हैं बबन राव पवार. बबन राव पवार अपनी पत्नी के साथ आज बैठे हुए हैं और दोनों अपना लुत्फ उठा रहे हैं, अपना समय व्यतीत कर रहे हैं. अभी देखते हैं पति पत्नी और वो क्या कर रहे हैं. वो मतलब टीवी.
चलो बिग बॉस देखते हैं.
ठीक है,
कितना अच्छा सीन है. आवाज को क्या हुआ? फालतू मजाक मत करो. अरे क्या हुआ, क्या हुआ आपको? मैंने तो नहीं डांटा, क्यों रो रहे हो? अरे क्या हुआ आपको, क्या हुआ?
अंडी कोड़ी बड़ी गति ताड़ी कल बड़ी. வணக்கம் வணக்கம் வணக்கம். இந்த ஸ்டாடி பிடிக்கிறீங்க தாடி கொடி வெளியில் அத்த கொடி வழிகளில் இந்த கொடியும் தள்ளே அந்த கொடிகளையும் அந்த கோராங்க படைகளிலே அந்த பிரபு பாதை கெட்டுக்கடியோ இல்ல வாழிகள் இல்லை அத்த கொடிவிலே ஸ்தம்ப கொடிகளை புக்கொடி பெற்று வாழைகளே அந்த கொடிகளை என்ன ஸ்டீட மொடிகளை கூட்டிடுவே அந்த உடைய பலி தெய்வ பலவழிச்சினி ராஜபிரியாரி பிரபுடைய எழுச்சினி
समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. कुछ कुछ बड़बड़ा रहे हैं तेलुगु में, कुछ में कुछ कर रहे हैं, पता नहीं चल रहा है क्या कर रहे हैं.
அந்த ஓடா கடிக்குள்ள இவளை தடையிலி அந்த ஓடைகளை தட்டலோ ஓடி கிடைக்கத்தான் ஓடில ஓடா ஓடா ஓடிகளா
வாடா. ये वाड़ा क्या है, मैं वाड़ा नहीं जाना चाहती. क्या चल रहा है समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. मैं क्या करूं, हे भगवान कुछ तो बताओ क्या करूं. ये फोन मैं मेरे भाई को कॉल करती हूँ. अरे दादा, अरे ये सुबह से क्या करे समझ में नहीं आ रहा है. हंस रहे हैं, रो रहे हैं, पागलों जैसा कर रहे हैं, समझ में नहीं आ रहा हूँ क्या करूँ क्या करूँ. तांत्रिक को भेज दो, जल्दी भेज दो, मैं बहुत परेशान हूँ दादा, जल्दी भेज दो.
और अपने भाई को फोन करने के पश्चात भाई उनको एक मुंबई के मशहूर तांत्रिक का सुझाव देते हैं। हमारे तांत्रिक हैं बाबा बंगाली, बाबा बंगाली और उनके असिस्टेंट देखिए कौन है। ये उन्होंने लोकल में बहुत मशहूर एड में देखा था कि ये दो तांत्रिक बहुत ही करामाती काम करते हैं। तो आइए देखते हैं ये दो तांत्रिक क्या करते हैं।
पता नहीं अभी कौन आ गया डिस्टर्ब करने।
अरे काय पाहिजे तुम्हाला?
क्या चाहिए, क्या चाहिए? यही हमारे मशहूर बाबा बंगाली।
अच्छा अच्छा, मेरे भाई ने जो तांत्रिक भेजा था वो है आप?
हाँ वही, मुंबई के हर लोकल में इनका इश्तेहार लगा रहता है। कारोबार, नौकरी, छोकरी या शादी में कोई प्रॉब्लम हो, विदेश जाना हो या फिल्मों में हीरो बनना हो, सब हमारे बाबा बंगाली सेट कर देते हैं। और यहां वहां भटकने की जरूरत नहीं, जब काम यहीं पे मिल जाता है। बाबा का जादू अंदर और भूत बाहर।
पर ये भूत तो निकल पाएंगे ना?
खामोश। बाबा को सिग्नल आ रहा है, सिग्नल।
वाइब्रेटर, माइक माइक।
अरे इनको इनको क्या हो रहा है?
ये बाबा का वाइब्रेट मूड है। बाबा
अबे अबे टिकली, तेरे को मैंने कितनी बार समझाया है मोबाइल को वाइब्रेट मोड पे मत रख, मैं खुद वाइब्रेट हो जाता हूं। ले किसका कॉल है देख।
अरे बाबा सलामी। आदाब आदाब। हाँ क्या है कि बाबा बहुत व्यस्त हैं, अभी एक बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट अपॉइंटमेंट लगा है, थोड़ी देर के बाद कॉल करेंगे।
अच्छा अच्छा, आप अभी थोड़ा हमारे पति का
किधर किधर। हाँ आंटी हटो, आप हटो। अरे टकली, ये तो दो मिनट का काम। एक काम कर, तू अपने ईमेल चेक कर, कुछ मेल मेल नहीं आया रहे। इसका निकालना है, तेरा निकलते हो अभी, दिखाई नहीं दे रहा है। अबे चुप, कुछ जोक नहीं मारा फिर भी हंसते जा रहे, कमाल है यार। करा मैं, करा मैं। ईमेल देख, ईमेल देख।
मैं
गारंग प्रभु मेरे को खिलौना प्रशांति तो बल्ले प्रभु मुझे कुछ बुक्स दे दो पढ़ने के लिए प्लीज। ये कौन आया है?
चुप, बच्चे का भूत है, अभी निकालता हूँ इसको। वैदिक मंत्र चालू करना।
अरे हम लोग तो नकली मंत्र बोलते रहे, तो असली बोल रहे यार। अबे टिकली, मेरे को डर लग रहा है यार, मेरे को सुसु आ रही है, तू समा।
बाबा रुक जाओ, रुक जाओ। अपन बाबा सलीम लंगड़े का हकीम करेगा अभी। अल्लाह।
देख
रहे हैं बाबा, ये मैं एक काम करता हूँ, मलेशिया से पूछ के देखता हूँ। बाबा मलेशिया भी ऑफलाइन लग रहा है।
अंग्रेजी बोल रहा है, इंग्लिश में पूछना पड़ेगा।
I am Dracula.
Kiska?
Dracula. I came with American President Obama. To Munshi Bhavan. I like Mumbai boys and girls. Mumbai is like a hell. Yes, yell. I want blood.
Only daru, only daru, no blood. चले एक काम कर टिकली, वट लेते हैं, वट लेते
हैं। आप ही कल्टी मार रहे हैं। किधर
भागे जा रहे हो? आंटी एक मिनट, बाथरूम लगाए आता है अपन।
मेरे पति का क्या होगा? अरे ओके ओके, ने बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट अपॉइंटमेंट है हमको, अभी हम जाके ने वापस आते हैं, थोड़ी देर में आते हैं, बस इधर अंधेरी तक जा रही है हम।
अरे अरे छोड़ के मत जाओ, अरे छोड़ के मत जाओ। अरे टिकली जी,
क्या होगा भगवान, समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, ये तांत्रिक तो फालतू निकला, अभी क्या करूं, अभी क्या करूं, समझ में नहीं आ रहा है।
और इस प्रकार बाबा बंगाली भी फेल हो गया। तो अब हम आगे देखते हैं कि कैसे नजदीक वाले एक राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर के दो मशहूर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर चतुर्भुज प्रभु और भजन उस ओर आते हैं। पर आज मेरे ख्याल से भजन नहीं है, तो चतुर्भुज प्रभु अकेले ही हैं। आइए देखते हैं क्या होता है।
ओ कृष्णा, रात के 10 बज गए और केवल 2 ही बुक गए, क्या करूं? अभी मैं मंदिर वापस गया तो प्रसाद भी नहीं मिलेगा। ओह,
ठीक है बहुत लेट हो गया, ये ये ये, ये आखिरी घर, उसके बाद मैं वापस मंदिर चले जाता हूँ।
भाई
हरे कृष्णा, हम इस्कॉन से आए हैं और अपना गीता जयंती है तो उसके आधारित कुछ भगवद गीता बुक लाए, देखेंगे जरा।
अरे गीता बहुत है हमारे पास, कितना गीता लेंगे अभी भाई, मैं बहुत परेशान हूँ बाबा, जा तुम जाओ जाओ, मुझे अकेला छोड़ दे, जाओ।
सॉरी सॉरी,
अरे एक मिनट, ये है हरे कृष्णा मतलब भगवान का आदमी, अरे ये तांत्रिक तो फेल निकल गया, ये भगवान का आदमी कुछ कर सकता है। नहीं नहीं मुझे ऐसा बोलना नहीं चाहिए, मैं बुलाती हूँ। अरे दादा ओ बहू, हाँ आप आओ, हाँ आप।
अरे कृष्णा आपको बुक चाहिए क्या?
अरे भगवद गीता सब कुछ लेगी मैं, मेरा पति है वो सुबह से पागल हो गया है, कुछ हंस रहा है रो रहा है समझ नहीं आ रहा है क्या करें, बाबा कुछ करो बाबा।
पति? अच्छा क्या क्या हो गया उनको?
समझ नहीं आ रहा है, शायद भूत भी चला गया रहेगा।
भूत? अरे 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 मैं भगवद गीता बेचता हूँ, मुझको भूत भूत का कुछ मालूम नहीं।
अरे आप तो भगवान के आदमी है ना, वो भूत आपसे डर जाएगा, आप दो मिनट आप आ जाओ प्लीज।
एक्चुअली सॉरी सॉरी, मेरे को लेट हो रहा है, मंदिर जाना।
नहीं नहीं नहीं, आपका जो भी पुस्तक है सब पुस्तक मैं ले लूंगा, मैं ले लूंगी प्लीज आपने।
अच्छा वो किधर अंदर है? यही है क्या? ओ लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव प्लीज प्रोटेक्ट मी, लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव। नमस्ते नरसिंहाय, ओ नरसिंह देव। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण।
गेट लॉस्ट फ्रॉम हियर।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। Who are you?
I am Dracula.
Dracula?
The king of darkness.
Dracula? King of darkness? Yes. Darkness means ignorance. You are in ignorance because you are considering yourself as body.
Body. If I'm not this body, then who I am?
Who I am? Congratulations! Your human life has begun by answering these questions.
Human. Human! Last 400 years, I have not been human. Human.
Human, try to understand. Our the purpose of our life is to understand God and to love God. Try to understand this.
Love. I only love myself and my senses. And most important things, I love to suck blood. Suck blood.
Blood? What nonsense? Why are you attached just to drink blood? The Bhagavad Gita says the same blood when transformed into milk can produce wonderful sweets. Just take this sweet. Did you like it?
Yes. Can I get one more?
Yeah, yeah. Take this. This is Krishna Prasad.
Okay. What knowledge you were talking about?
Oh, knowledge. Transcendental knowledge. One minute. This book, special book. This book is called as Bhagavad Gita. Just have a look at it. Hey. Hey, what happened? What happened? Just look at this.
It's shining like 100 million sun. Please remove.
Yes, this book is like that sun which will dispel all darkness. Please
Please read this book. Take this. Have a look at it.
Will this give me happiness?
Of course. This book is not an ordinary book. In fact, this Gita has been spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And thousands of people all over the world, just by reading this book, have got peace and happiness.
Last 400 years, I have been sucking the blood. But I am frustrated. I am not happy. Will this book give me happiness?
100%. If you are frustrated, then you should definitely read it.
Oh, yes, I am really feeling it.
Please take this book. This
can
will
I take
help
this?
You. Yeah, please take it. But can you give me some small donation? Actually, we just only give a printing cost if you can.
Donation? Let me think. Hey, take this.
Yeah, only 100 rupees. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, he has taken the book. Hey, देखो मैंने बोला था ना
मेरे पति ठीक हो गए
उठिए
अरे क्या हुआ था मुझे
ये ठीक हो गए
क्या हुआ था
इस भगवत गीता ने आपका जीवन बचाया है
really?
अभी आप भगवत गीता पढ़िए और अपना जीवन सफल कीजिए
ले लीजिए
केवल 100 रुपया प्रिंटिंग कॉस्ट का रेट है
दे दीजिए सोचे मत दे दीजिए
हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू
We'll finish in some short time. Just so we can give a gift to our dear and near relative ones, and we can see Prabhupada books can make a transformation. So we have to all play a small role. We have to all play a small role in a big plan of Prabhupada. Prabhupada books are going to go to every home. We have to become an instrument. That is the point. Like one time, I remember two devotees from our temple would go for distribution of books. One devotee was a fired up book distributor and he had a lot of books he would do every day. He would distribute around 50 books and the other devotee would distribute only one or two books. And he would keep comparing that I am distributing only two books and other devotees are distributing 550 books. So one day what happened is, when they were on the train station, this devotee was comparing. He would every time go in the coach and come out and he would ask the other devotee, how many books you have distributed? And the devotee would say, 20 books. Is it 20 books? And how much you have distributed? Prabhu, not even one. So again he would go in the coach, come out and again ask, Prabhu, how much you distributed? 20 books. Total 40 books. I have not even distributed even one book. So he was feeling morose that I am not distributing even one book of Prabhupada. The other devotee is distributing so many books. So eventually he entered into coach and finally he got one customer. One lady took the book. And because this devotee was trained properly, so he told her also that we have a temple nearby, please come. And he came out. So the end of the day, the score was this A Prabhu was 50 books and this B Prabhu was only one book. Now that coming week on Sunday, this B Prabhu was moving the temple and chanting Hare Krishna. And he saw that lady whom he had given a book, she had come to temple with that address. And then he saw that there was one Mataji who was trying to preach, this new girl who had come. So that was the end. The next Sunday he saw the same lady came, the girl came, who had taken the book. And now she had one Japmala also in the hand. And eventually every week he saw there was a progress. And after 2 years, this girl whom he had distributed one book became an initiated devotee. So the point is, from external angles, the result is not important. How many books you do, the point is you just go and Prabhupada will make you an instrument to give books to others. That is the point. So we are trying to play a small role in the big plan, and therefore, as we see, we are playing a small role in a big plan, and therefore we should never give up any hope. I remember last marathon, it is 30th of December 2009, and we had finished around 98,000 of Gitas, Bhagavad Gita already distributed. And devotees are telling us that, Prabhuji, 2000 kaise bhi karna chahiye, bas 1 lakh ho jayega target. We can finish at least 1 lakh, we should reach the target. And we're trying our best, it was a month and who will buy the book. But we never gave up, we never gave up our stalls, we kept on going. And suddenly one day, something amazing happened. One phone call comes. And that phone call comes from Giriraj Prabhu, from Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And he says, Prabhuji, do you have enough books? I said, yes, Prabhu, how much you want? 25,000. And the phone falls down. Cannot believe, 2,000 we are trying to achieve target, never give up hope. So he asked Giriraj Prabhu, how this 25,000 came? So then he told that he has one counselor, Advaita Prabhu, who is staying in somewhere in Rajasthan. So he came to know about book distribution, he was very fired up. So he thought he will approach his friends who are having big companies. So he went to one of his friends and told him that this book, Gita, is there. Please give it to your employees. Keep some, take something, some Gitas. So this man said, okay, what is the cost? 100 rupees. Is it? Okay. How much you can give me? So this devotee thought, maybe I can give 25 books. I have 25. No, I want 25,000. So this devotee was surprised. Are you sure 25,000 into 100 is how much? See, I am a company owner. I want to give to all of my employees these books. And he ordered 25,000 Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, the last year's score was 1,23,000 Bhagavad Gita. So this is, the point is never give up hope. At all point of times, the books will go. Now, Janavapriya Mataji was speaking about how Vamsidharpo got a fracture. And we know that how Vamsidharpo also spoke in that same Prabhupada appearance day's offering that what miracles happened. Even though he was fractured. Last year at the same time, Vamsidharpo gave a small talk here that we want to distribute books. And 2 days later, after the talk, he falls in the bathroom, his leg is fractured, and he's thinking, I gave a big talk in Radha Gopinath temple, how am I going to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books? Let us ask Vamsidharpo what his realization is. In a short, you can speak about what happened after you got fractured.
Hare Krishna. Now the match fixing is going on everywhere, and our brahmacharis also have learned a very nice, you know, way of fixing the matches, but this is transcendental, that is material. Now today His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu said beautifully in his Bhagavatam class, I have everything in my life, but he said happiness, good wife, good husband, bank balance, stock market quotation going up and all those things. But I put it this way, We don't have anything, but we have Srila Prabhupada, Association of Devotees, His scriptural injunctions, and chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and nice Krishna Prasadam, which Srila Prabhupada has given. So this but in our life is very much positive. That's why we are all very much, you know, blissful in the Association of Devotees, and especially in Srila Prabhupada's mission. As Baldev Prabhu said, yes, it was a fact. And 2 days before, you know, I gave a talk here last year and I felt very badly. And that day it was destiny, it has to happen. And one Mataji in our congregation council asked for the price lift of the books. So I normally leave the office by 3:30. But that day I came back to just give her the price list, went to the shop to take a Xerox copy, and no way I can fall. And this fall was backwards. And when I fell, I thought that my head will be hit there and I will be finished. Then I said, Krishna. Then fortunately, two people from side, they held me. And there was a one-way lane and the bicycles and the motorbikes were parked. So it saved me. Immediately, the thought came to my mind is, you know, how I am going to distribute this time the Srila Prabhupada's books, because the movement will not be there. Then with that, I could make out something very seriously wrong with the leg. I went to Jagruti congregation program at SAN. The offshoot is the Belapur congregation. So I owe everything there. So I thought I'll go there and attend the lecture, come whatever may be. And fortunately, a lot of orthopedic doctors are there. Like Dr. Bhagal Prabhu was there. He immediately attended. He touched the leg and he said it's a fracture. So Nithikrishna Prabhu is there, my counselor. He took me to the doctor. We just went inside without taking any appointment. Immediately took the x-ray and gave the report. Next day, Dr. Bagul Prabhu came to my house and put the bandage. Then I asked him, how long this will take? He said, a couple of months, you will be all right. I know that he is telling a lie, but to encourage me. Then I said, if I take a risk of, you know, straining my leg and to serve Srila Prabhupada in distributing the books, what will be the after effect? He said, then you will go backwards by 1 year. That will trouble you a lot. Then my hopes were shattered. Then I was, you know, crying to Srila Prabhupada, why it has happened to me and how I am going to do it this year. And big lecture I gave here last year. So next day, somebody knocked my door and he came inside. His name is Subramanian Prabhu, who is the HR department head of human resources of Geetanjali Gemstones Jewelry, about 5,000 crores turnover company. He said, I want seva. I said, you are initiated devotee and I should serve you. I should not take seva from you. He said, don't talk philosophy and all. I am, you know, very tired of life and I want to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Then I told him and he saw me very badly limping. Now the book distribution marathon is on. Will you please try to help us? He said, definitely. You won't believe. Next day, he gave me order for 5 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Then I asked him again to clarify because I don't know him also. I said, how you know me? He said, no, we came to you with the DT welcome. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj came. I was witnessing, but I told him, I have not invited you, nor I know you. No, he said, I came through one of your common friend. Then 5 Bhagavatam sets he ordered. Then I was in a doubt. I said, English Bhagavatam is this much, Hindi is so much. Yeah, he said, I know all the entire price list. Then I clarified again, no, it is Srimad Bhagavatam, not Bhagavad Gita. I said, okay. I must here honestly confess the way, the manner in which Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir Girgaon Chowpatty, especially His Grace Shadabhish Prabhu and the entire team of the book distribution, the way, the manner in which they handle the book distribution marathon is very important. Because you may get the orders and I may place the orders, but unless the execution part is there, there is no point in doing the book distribution. And to which I must heartily congratulate that they have done an excellent job. The books kept on, you know, he was in demand and everybody was asking for 5 Bhagavatam sets. I was thinking how it is possible in Srila Prabhupada's mission in one way. And, you know, the beauty is he delivered these books at his own cost in his car to the respective places. That is another, you know, hallmark of this book distribution. Then I understood, yes, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and Guru Maharaj had their own plan and our plan will not be successful. Then I started working very hard, sitting in the, you know, same this one. They gave a easy chair to relax. Then I was, you know, seeing Shishi Nitai Gaurari, our presiding deities at home. And Janva was very hard working for prasadams to the, you know, devotees who are coming to deliver these books. And you won't believe, at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning, these brahmacharis were coming to our houses and delivering the books. And the entire building of ours was stacked with Srila Prabhupada's books, right from the first floor to the top floor, especially the terrace, everywhere. And people used to come and used to see, oh, now book marathon has started. That is another way. It's really Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, I must say. Our society, they didn't take any objection. Normally, any society will not permit to keep the books outside your house. Inside your house, you can do anything. But they allowed it and we pleaded with them, please allow us to do what we are doing for the society. You will not understand now. It is an investment which Srila Prabhupada has done and it is our profound duty to help Srila Prabhupada in this mission. And please, and we pleaded with them and they really rose to the occasion. I am my sincere gratitude to them, the Kalpadar Cooperative Society where I was staying. And to say, Subal Prabhu or Subramanian Prabhu, he distributed 55 Bhagavatam sets, about 1,200 Bhagavad Gita, about 66 Chaitanya Charitamritam. This one, 66 Chaitanya Charitamritam, this is one volume of this big size. Our Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on in Dadar. So one new devotee, whom I don't know also, somebody introduced me, he came to my house at around 7 p.m. when Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on, so I was at home only. He straight away said, I want that book. Very most important thing I would like to convey here is you must display these books very nicely at your respective houses. However small the house may be or however big the house may be, please, you know, exhibit these books very nicely so that somebody comes, immediately they will ask you what it is. And especially if you see the Chaitanya Charitamrita cover, it's very, you know, reddish one and the golden letters are there. So it was attractive. He said, I want Chaitanya Charitamrita. I said, you are a beginner, not even chanting rounds. Please take the small books and Bhagavad Gita. No, 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 I want that only. You won't believe. From next day onwards, he started reading that books, started making the notes here and there. And I used to think, you know, what an amazing devotee he is. And he is chanting more than 22 rounds and all. And he used to come to the temple straight away every day, started attending Mangal Arati and all. And he was going in such an hectic, very, very, you know, great speed. And I was surprised and I was stunned. So in Srila Prabhupada's mission, anything is possible. We can't speculate in Prabhupada's mission. Because what Srila Prabhupada has got in store for everyone, it is in a different way. And followed by our Priyanimai Prabhu, he also, in very close competition with Subramanyam Prabhu, he sold around 42 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and around 600 Bhagavad Gita in his offices and the various business contacts. And all our target was, since we could not go to the railway stations and distribute at Belapur congregation, so we targeted all the festivals like Datta Jayanti, like Vaikuntha Ekadasi at Balaji Mandir, Nerul, wherein lot of crowd, quality, unimaginable, you know, crowd they come. And in the morning, we had a Mangal Arati at Nerul Balaji temple on that Vaikuntha Ekadasi day. It's amazing. Everybody must, you know, go and take the darshan there. And it is very nice when the Lord is brought in and Alvar takes the first darshan of the Lord and all of us take the darshan and we are ready at 5 a.m. with our bookstall. What we do, previous day, we make all the arrangements with the temple, keep the books, tables, everything ready and nicely displayed. Naturally, when the devotees come outside, they also always take the books. And also, on the New Year day, there is a huge rush. Dharam Dehi, Putram Dehi, etc. So, they all come and they also, you know, come and take it as an auspicious thing. In fact, last year, one Prabhuji came, he said, every year I take the book. So, I thought, you may not need. No, he said, give me 5 books. Every year he takes it and he distributes it. And one of the person who came to the stall, he said, I know Chaitanya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I would like to read this Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, I don't have the money now, but I will go and withdraw and take the book. I said, no, you do one thing. You take the book. We believe you. We trust you. Because Prabhupada has trusted us. And what is going to happen? 3,000 rupees, you are not going to leave Bombay. So, he was very happy, took the book, came back within 5 minutes, drove the car, paid the money and went. So what I am trying to say is, we can't speculate in Srila Prabhupada's mind. What we need is, all what our great Iswaranath Radhana Swami Maharaj says is, our sincerity to distribute the books, our seriousness to distribute the books, our cooperation vis-a-vis the devotees to distribute the books, and absolutely no ulterior motive. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So this year, no targets, no deadlines, just inspiring each other to do our best. In fact, one devotee is asking me, Prabhuji, this time we are going for Yatra, we don't have much time to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Then he made a joke, he said, Prabhuji, every time it is test match, it is one day, this time it is 2020. 20 days of marathon. So marathon officially begins 1st December, but devotees can start taking books today onwards and individually do book distribution. The tables will begin on 1st. And till we reach for, 19th, I think so, devotees are moving out for South India Yatra. And those who are staying back here can continue distributing books. The book godown will be open. So this is the, so if you want to please me, distribute my books.
One-to-one we should be, you know. Then we have got so many wonderful ways of distributing books. We can be at the bookstall, wherever the books are, stall is being put up.
Even the Hotel Gita, Panchajanya project.
Yeah, Shastra Dan, then also hotel, yeah, that you said perfectly.
Give to relatives.
Yes, corporate book. So it's a very wonderful thing. Thank you very much. I should be going. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Ram Charan Prabhu, just wait 1 minute. The last line you see, what it is saying, Nimitta Matra Bhavasavya Sachi. We basically have to be a simple instrument in Srila Prabhupada's mission because Krishna is doing everything. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can please sit down for 1 minute. Srila Prabhupada writes in a very powerful purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas Thakur that I am extremely sad to see the suffering of people in this world, e dukkha apar, how will they be delivered? So Haridas kaye prabhu chintana kuriya. Then Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, don't worry. The yavanas will be delivered. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborates on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, e dukkha apar. And Prabhupada says that Lord feels great unhappiness to see the suffering condition of the people. And every devotee should be like Haridas Thakur, who is telling the Lord, my dear Lord, Chintana Kuriya, please don't be sad. And then Prabhupada writes, this is service. To trying to remove the anxiety of the Lord is service. And by distributing books, we are removing or trying to remove the anxiety, the transcendental anxiety of the Lord and his pure devotees. So when we go out, this should be our mood, that I am simply an insignificant instrument. See, Krishna and Prabhupada have made plan for the next 10,000 years. We just have to play our small part. The problem happens when I think I am going to distribute books, I am going to change the world, I am come. That is the biggest problem. Plan has already been made. You know, we just have to do our small part. Somebody has to manage the godown, somebody has to distribute books. If we play our small part in a big plan, then the world will be delivered. Yesterday, Srinathji Prabhu was telling us that Prabhupada told Srinathji Prabhu in front of Jayaprataka Maharaj, who was a young 19-year-old boy, Prabhupada told Srinathji Prabhu's father, please give him American citizenship. And Srinathji Prabhu's father said, why I should try for American citizenship for this American boy, Indian citizenship for this American boy? And Prabhupada said, because he will one day, he is a associate of Lord Chaitanya, and one day he is going to have more than 10,000 disciples. He is going to learn Bengali and preach all over India and Bengal. Everybody there was shocked, including Jayaprataka Maharaj. He was thinking, what is Prabhupada saying? But Prabhupada knew what he was saying, because he is an ambassador from the spiritual world, an associate of Lord Chaitanya, and he has made all these plans for the next 10,000 years. So let us play our small, insignificant part in Srila Prabhupada's mission and make our life successful. Thank you very much, Ram Charan. Hare Krishna.
Just one small thing. I have forgot one video. Last video and then we'll finish off. Okay. Lights can be off.
We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success.
Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life to save this earthly planet from famine, war and strife. Remember all the troubles and pains he undertook. So if you want to help him, come out and sell his books. Books, Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, gave pure love of Krishna to both the high and low. He made no distinction between the saints and the crooks. So follow in his footsteps when passing out his books. Books, Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. It's very hard to see him until you're preaching. than just distribute books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Distribute books.
Hare Krishna. Lights on. Lights on. So very thankful for all the devotees who have patiently stayed here till actually the longest Sunday feast apart from Maharaj. So thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So